Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. This is Phyllis Pricer. I'm your hostess with the Higher Dimension. And welcome on a beautiful, lovely spring summer day. And we are having as our guest tonight, Todd Settlemyer. Todd is the CEO of Language of Conscious Living. And Todd is going to talk about the use of language and how we can achieve our dreams and goals. And basically what we say and what we feed our mind is what we get. Is that just basically a part of it, Todd? Welcome to our show, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And yes, that's the basis of some of our work. The words really are our steering mechanism, if you will, mm-hmm. through our life and actually help us create or less than create our reality to be what our highest choice is.
Okay.
And that realizing really that words are self-fulfilling prophecies most of the time, that we get what we say, and helping people understand that what we're focusing on, what we're thinking mm-hmm. about, and what we're saying really has a profound effect on what we experience in our realities.
Excellent. Well, did you know we already have a caller?
I did not know that.
Do we have a caller? If it's so, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Elena.
Elena, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Just fine. How can we serve you this evening?
I wanted to ask some questions about my husband's career. It looks like he's going to be getting a job offer in the Florida area.
Oh, okay.
And I just was wondering if this is the right job for him, if this is the right move, or if there might would be a better fit for us.
Okay. Oh, how lovely and beautiful. I'll tell you what, basically our conversation this evening is on positive talk, but if Todd doesn't mind, I'll take out a moment to see what I can do to provide a quick answer,
okay.
If
sure.
that's all right with you, Todd. And then, you know what, you can listen and find out how to use the language that you feed yourself or your husband to get this job to manifest, okay? So your question is the job that he's considering the best in his best interest, or is he going to get it? Is that correct?
Well, it looks like they're getting ready to make him an offer, and it's quite a big move from where we are now. And it's not exactly the area we were looking for. But I wondered if it's the right fit for him in the long run, if it will be a good area for our family to move, or, you know, if we could...
My feeling that this is a good offer, okay? My feeling is that it is an offer. You will not stay there forever, okay? It's an interim move, but my gut feeling is, quite frankly, that it is a very positive step that will lead to yet greater things in the future. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I could see that.
You're concerned about how it's going to be, if you're going to fit in. I'll tell you what, one of the things that you can do is listen tonight.
Okay.
And listen to the language and maybe even talk to Todd another time. And it can help you to get a clearer feeling to comfort yourself, because quite frankly, what I'm feeling is you need to feel from within. This is a big difference for you. This is not what you exactly pictured, but... My feeling is it's a very good opportunity, but you really have to talk to yourself and find from within that this is so, okay? Because it's very, very difficult to make this step. It's a big step, and I think it's fear of the unknown as well as anything else that is causing this hesitancy on your part. Is that correct?
It is. It's causing a lot of hesitancy on my husband's part as well. We were hoping to move closer to family, which is not in Florida.
Well, my feeling is that this is something that you might want to explore. because it's going to lead to the perfect job later on. I think this is going to be a job for the next year or two. I think it's going to be a very positive one. It's whether or not you want to take it. It will get you to where you both want it to be in the nearer future rather than later. It'll be sooner rather than later. Does this make sense?
Yes. And if he doesn't take it, if he just keeps the job he has here,
It's good. It'll be delayed for a period of time. You will not move as he will not move as quickly as he wants to up the ladder.
Okay.
Hey, Phyllis, I have some input for the caller, actually.
Go ahead, by all means, go for
it. What's your name again, caller?
Elena.
Elena, thank you. My name's Todd. You know, a big part of what I assist people with is realizing that truly our hearts are our best guidance and give us our best advice. And it's been my experience in the past and my observation that a lot of times in the past we don't actually listen to our hearts and we second guess ourselves a lot and we use our heads and our minds, which are actually, they only have a small portion of the picture of what's really going on in our reality. And when we rely upon just this small portion of, and small perception of what's really going on, a lot of times it can lead us astray. And a lot of times in the past we would make choices based out of fear rather than out of what's our heart really saying to us. And so what I would ask yourself, what I'm inviting you to ask yourself is, how do you actually feel about all of this stuff? And explore the first words and the first feelings that come up. That's a big thing because, like I said, in the past, we would go with our head thought and trying to be logical and what would be best and what would happen if this happened and kind of dissecting it, coming from a place of what's the worst that would happen or what's the right thing to do based on if a bad thing would happen. So what I'm asking you is, what is your highest choice with this scenario, with your situation?
Okay. I guess I have a lot to think about.
Well, literally, I'm asking you directly right now, what's your highest choice?
My highest choice?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to answer the question. My highest choice in going or not going?
Yeah, and just as another side note, that's a perfect example of how most of us have been living our lives in the past, is we don't actually consider what might be our highest choice in a scenario or in a situation or with any kind of situation in our life. If you notice the hesitancy just now of not even really knowing what would be my highest choice. And part of what I share with people is understanding that only by aligning with your highest choice and acknowledging that you actually can have your desires fulfilled and your dreams fulfilled, only by doing so will you actually be able to allow a lot of abundance and support and energy and love and guidance into your life.
Okay.
So imagine just for a second real quickly, and you can do this on your own after you hang up or later on this evening, imagine a perfect world for you. If you had a magic wand, what would everything look like for you? If money wasn't an issue, or if satisfying other people wasn't an issue, what is your choice? Because that's really more, that's the only way you can get on track with any real choice making.
So that's what you mean by highest choice, is what I'd like to my life to look like?
Yeah, yes, in this situation.
Okay, I understand. Right now I just would like my husband to be happy in a job with hours that are conducive to family life and to be near my parents. My parents are in Philadelphia.
And what's the outcome of your husband being happy with the situation and being close to your parents? What's the outcome of that?
The outcome of that is I think our family life would be more balanced. I think if he had a job where he felt good about it, he'd, you know, in general be happier with what he was doing for a living. You know, you spend so much of your life at work. It's nice if you could do something you like.
And what would be the outcome of all of that for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I think I would be happier. I would have help with my children. I'd be there for my parents, you know, when they need me, if they have health issues. We could have more balance. It'd be nice to have a husband who's happy to go to work rather than dreading it.
Okay.
So here's a great practice and exercise for everyone to implement in their lives immediately is what I invite you to do. Very powerful and very transformational for us.
Okay.
Is to actually imagine your life, say a year from now or 6 months from now, and you've already made your move, or you didn't make your move, whatever your highest choice is, and explore in your imagination in the future what's actually happening for you. Now that you've actually had a miracle happen, and this can be very powerful, imagine that if it's possible that a miracle happens for you tonight after you hang up the phone, or maybe even before you hang up the phone, a miracle happens, you wake up to a greater reality, a greater possibilities in your life, and you're just listening to your heart's guidance all the time, that always leads you to the next best, to the next best thing. And it's been 6 months you've been living this way, of only listening to your highest choice, only listening to your heart, only speaking your real truth, and following your inner guidance system rather than your outer guidance system. Does that make sense so far?
It does. I guess my question is, how do you know the difference between inner guidance and outer guidance?
Well, that's the question I reflect right back to you. How do you know?
Well, sometimes it's, you know, sometimes they're more clear than others. Sometimes I really do feel like a strong feeling inside, you know, the so-called gut feeling. And sometimes I'm just really not sure, which is why I asked the question.
Sure. Well, so this is the cool part of the exercise. And it answers that, really. Imagine that you already have your answers. Imagine that you've already figured out how to really hear your heart clearly. Is that possible, that you can actually just figure it out or start listening to your heart and you understand how and your intuition just really comes alive for you? Is it possible?
Sure, it's possible. I guess I'd feel like I was pretending.
Okay, well, I'm just asking you to... Pretend's a good word. To pretend something, mm-hmm. It's just like imagination. You actually pay for it before it happens. So it's almost what I help people realize is that you can live from your outcome already. Meaning,
mm-hmm.
What's the result of you already being fulfilled and satisfied with this move situation and the job situation? And because when you, this is the why of it.
Right.
Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between real and imagined.
Okay.
Or past, present, and future.
So
and it just
feel
believes
this.
Whatever you're focusing on, whatever you're telling it, whatever you're thinking and saying, it believes as your truth. In the past, most of us have been focused on what we don't want or what we already have. And so our subconscious keeps giving us back more of whatever we're focusing on. We put Miracle-Gro on whatever we're focusing on. So
okay.
In order for your subconscious to actually start attracting to you new experiences, or for the universe to realign itself with your new choice, you have to actually give it new instructions. And you can only do that with your new idea or through your imagination.
So
that's why
I have
it's very
to
powerful
act
to
as
go
if,
out into the
future. Okay. I have to act as if I already have the situation that I want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have to feel the peace that I'd feel.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Would it be the peace or your peace?
My own peace, my own inner peace. Because right now I feel very, very much in turmoil of trying to figure out the how and the when and the if. And,
right.
And
okay.
You're saying if I can, what?
So the trick is to get, the only way to get past all that intellectual stuff of asking the questions of the how and the when and the where and the where are we going to get that? To get past the how is to actually just skip forward into the future and pretend, literally pretend,
mm-hmm.
just like a little child does.
Mm-hmm.
They just have great imaginations. Imagine it's already all taken care of. Because when you do so, your heart will tell you the truth and actually give you guidance on what to do.
Okay.
If you keep letting your mind get in the way, then you'll trip yourself up and you'll never really see any resolve.
Okay.
So just because of time, we can go a little bit further with this. Can you imagine it 6 months from now?
Okay, I'm imagining.
Okay. And everything, you already had a miracle. You realize how to listen to your intuition. It's been guiding you very, very, very well. It's been very beneficial for you to just learn. You've learned now how to listen to your heart and to speak your truth, and you're only aligned with your highest choices. Is that possible?
Yes, that's possible.
Okay. And so imagine that's been happening, and it's been 6 months. Okay? What day? Mm-hmm. Pick a day of the week.
It's a Wednesday.
Okay. And what time of day of it is it on this Wednesday?
It's 6 in the evening.
Okay. Now, in your mind's eye, you're imagining, look down at your clothes and describe in a general way what you're wearing. Like, what colors?
Wearing a black sweater and a pair of jeans.
And what kind of shoes do you have on, if any?
Wearing socks, black socks.
Great. And what do you see under your feet?
Carpet.
Okay. Now, in your mind's eye, again, in your imagination, 6 months from now, look up and around the room. You said you were indoors, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Carpet. So look around the room, and what do you see? What's the first thing that grabs your attention?
I'm in a big room. I'm in a big living room of a different house. I guess a house that I just bought with my husband.
Cool. And what do you hear?
My child running around, singing, making a lot of noise, but happy noises.
And how do you feel in your body?
Happy. Happy that my husband has a job that he likes, that he's coming home at a decent time. Happy that my daughter's happy to see him. Settled in a house that we chose together, that is the right amount of space for us and the right location for us.
Good.
And how do you feel personally about what's going on for you?
I'm in a good place. I have the balance that I've been wanting in my life.
So here's a great trick, and we'll, right after this, we'll probably need to wrap it up a little bit. Instead of cue in on your word, you said, I will have the balance that I've been wanting. Okay? When you're saying the balance, your subconscious, who's always listening, doesn't know what the balance is. It only knows if it's yours or not. So when you claim it as yours, you say, I have my balance.
Okay.
And you say, I have the balance, my balance I've been choosing or desiring rather than wanting, because the word want actually means to lack.
Okay.
So by your subconscious, who takes everything literally, if you say, I have the balance, which is outside of yourself and disassociated, and you've been wanting it, you're basically telling me you don't have it. You don't have a balance. So conscious language, a huge part of it is claiming our desired outcomes for ourselves by using first-person, personal, heartfelt communication. So you can just make the statement, I have my balance.
Okay.
And just leave it at that. So
I have my balance.
Repeat that a few times.
Okay. I have my balance. I have balance in my life.
You can say it again.
Very good.
I have balance in my life.
And
I'm
one
happy.
More time.
I have balance in my life.
And how do you feel?
I feel more peaceful inside.
Right.
I feel more grounded.
Just by that, with this one little exercise, you now know how to actually go into your outcome and walk yourself through your imagined state, which is actually that your heart, you were just listening to your heart. That's all that just happened. you were wondering how to listen to your heart more clearly, you just got specific description of your future for yourself. You saw yourself in a nice big house that you feel good in, your kids are running around laughing and playing, your husband's happy, and you feel balanced and at peace. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And all I did was ask you questions about, okay, imagine your stuff is already taken care of, and it's been a few months. What's going on for you? And you can continue doing that. Ask yourself,
okay,
and what does that turn into? What's the result for this? And how do I feel about it? And now that I'm feeling joy and peace and balance, what's new and different for me? And what new choices do I make? And just keep it going, and write these things down, and you have your heart's communication right there, literally.
Okay.
And when you just do simple exercises like this, watch how you just dramatically change your life. The whole trajectory of your life can change just by listening to what your heart is saying. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
darling.
Thank
if you, you have
very
any
much.
Other questions, call us back.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie, and thank you for listening.
Oh, I'm glad I found your show.
Oh, please, come in again. We would like to have you. I'd love to have you every week, darling. Believe me.
Okay.
Let me know what happens, will you?
I will.
Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd.
My pleasure.
Okay, isn't that cool? So this is a dramatic demonstration. How did you get involved in this work? Tell us a little bit about your background there.
A little bit of my background. I'm kind of from rags to almost riches kind
uh-huh.
of story. I have a history of severe alcoholism in my past and addiction. And I sobered up over 6 years ago, and I've been sober and on my spiritual path since then. But
okay.
I've gone from basically really, really, really unconscious and self-destructive and self-sabotaging in the past
mm-hmm.
to just taking one step after another, looking for answers and asking for help, you know, mostly from my God source. And
mm-hmm.
I've just been led along a path that has led me to some powerful tools and systems. And
okay.
about a little over a year ago, I came in contact with a very brilliant chiropractor that you know, that you've had on your show, Dr.
Okay.
Doug Gilbert in Flagstaff,
okay.
Arizona. And he extended his services to me and really helped me have some major emotional transformation with challenges that I was experiencing at the time.
Okay.
And I didn't know who this guy was or what he did exactly. I did know that what I experienced was faster and more profound than anything to that point that I had experienced, as far as getting past a block and
uh-huh.
understanding where it actually came from, and understanding actually some self-sabotaging patterns that had been occurring. And
right.
he introduced me to Mastery Systems Corporation and Robert Stevens, who is the founder and CEO of Mastery Systems Corporation, and who I've been trained by.
Uh-huh.
And over the last little over a year, me and my partner, Stephanie Gariano, who's also recently become my fiance, we both did a whole lot of intensive training and learning about different principles of success and about how the subconscious works, and about outcome facilitation and imagination activation, both of which are not necessarily invented, but more discovered by Robert Stevens. They're part of his systems and curriculum that he teaches people how to harness their own creative power and
yeah.
to listen to your heart and to you know, just vastly improve and accelerate the success in your life. And so I had some really amazing experiences with them. And the first night I met Robert Stevens, actually, I was at an introduction type of event. And within a few minutes, I was already on board. I literally approached him after the
mm-hmm.
introduction event. And I said, how can I be your next apprentice? Because what he was doing was so powerful. Right in front of my eyes, people were transforming. And I knew these people. They were people in my community, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And I chose to just continue with taking as many classes as I could, and it turned into actually getting trained and then certified to be able to share these tools and systems and technologies with the rest of my community and my world. And recently my fiance and I started a business called Language of Conscious Living.
Right.
And we actually facilitate, much like what I just sampled with Elena, and we also offer a one-day class on learning all about conscious language and the language of mastery, and about self-mastery, and how it's to use and implement some very, very powerful tools in your life to give dramatic and instantaneous tangible results that you can replicate over and over again and share with your friends and family.
That's excellent. That's excellent. That's a very, very moving story. And you and I have done this work. And, you know, as I said, I let my listeners know how it turns out for me. I know I've had a lot of calm in the last few days, whereas before I would have been upset and distressed. And I've been doing some things like making sure things are working and fixed up and following an inner instinct. Even today, I was given an impulse to go and take two lamps to be fixed. Their sockets needed to be replaced. And it's a good thing I did, because the place where I've taken them, that was there for years, is closing. And who happened to be there was the guy who does the repairing of lamps. And he said he's going to be staying at the store in another town. And so they transferred my account over there so I can pick up my repaired lamps. If I hadn't gone today at the time I did, I would not have met him, and I would have been out of luck not knowing where to take my lamps to be repaired. So it's a very, very strange situation. It's synchronistic, let us put it that way.
Yes,
so
I count on synchronicities on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It's not just something that happens once in a while to say, wow,
right,
that was really cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. That's exactly what I did today. And I keep, as I've been, you know, buying bulk and things like that and fixing things up, and I called my friend. She said, oh, you have a nesting instinct. I said, as long as it doesn't show up in 9 months as a child, it's okay, you know.
Right.
I'm 64. I do not want to have a child.
That would be a miracle.
Been there, done that, and I do have the radio and TV rights for that one. But, yeah, things are happening around me. I just don't see it yet, but there's a lot of activity and movement, a lot of strong stuff happening. So, you know, and a great part of this was going through that program. As I said, you know, I'm perfectly willing to recommend things. If they work for me, I know they'll work for somebody else. It's as simple as that.
And you're referring to the Philosopher's Stone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Philosopher's, just for our listeners, the Philosopher's Stone is a technology that I recently have been trained by a woman named Jan Adams, who's amazing, very phenomenal, gifted woman, who over about 20 years of experience of a lot of personal work of emotional and spiritual nature, and using a lot of different modalities and methods and tools and spiritual paths, has put together a system that is extremely fast and accurate for finding a pattern that's currently causing major challenges in your life, and it being able to help you understand where the pattern came from. It's actually the seed in your earlier experience, usually from our childhood, where a desire or a positive thing got wired into an emotional trauma, and how it actually sets up a pattern of dysfunction and disempowerment and self-sabotage in our lives. And over time, it builds up with mass and momentum, literally, and the symptoms and the consequences and ramifications get larger and larger and larger until we basically say, okay, can't take it any longer, this is too painful, what's going on, and we make some kind of change. And the reason why the system is so fast and accurate is because it zeroes in on thought, word, emotional patterns that are actually part of the whole pattern, and we're able to find the seed of it and transform the seed of it, mm-hmm. rather than just peeling away a couple layers of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get to the seed and transform the original event, it actually makes the whole pattern kind of collapse in on itself and just dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
And then through using our skills in outcome facilitation, which we learned from Robert Stevens of Mastery Systems, we are able to help people do similar to what we just did with our caller, Elena,
mm-hmm.
in revealing our heart's real truth and our heart's real highest choice. And if you notice, when she got on the line,
mm-hmm.
she was asking what's best for her husband and what would make him happy and how can we all be happy about what he does. And really, when we got down to it, the question always for all of us is really for ourselves.
Best.
And getting direction and getting to the point where we are fulfilled.
Right.
And a lot of times we look at situations or circumstances and think that those will bring us satisfaction, fulfillment, and really what we help people realize is what's behind that really that's going to
mm-hmm.
be your outcome. And your outcome, in my experience, is always the state of gratitude, joy, peace, and enthusiasm.
Right.
And it may be represented or symbolized by a big house or more money or a better partner or your partner's just behaving differently, those
mm-hmm.
types of things. But really helping people walk a little, just take a couple steps further and realize what it is that they're really desiring and acknowledge it. Acknowledge it and align with your heart's highest choices.
Right. Exactly. So, as I said, things are I'm just letting my audience know that I walk the walk and talk the talk. I don't recommend and bring people on unless I'm willing to go out on a limb and try it myself. And as I said, then I can be sure that I'm not misdirecting people. And it's just how I am. It's just being responsible, I think. Yeah, it's just being responsible and caring for other people so that we all can be a respectful situation from beginning to end.
And with your case in particular, if I recall correctly, we actually were able to identify several patterns that had been occurring all from one event, if that's accurate.
Yeah.
So there were quite profound things of how they affect, without disclosing personal details and stuff like that, but recalling back that it was actually two or three different huge patterns in your life that you have now been able to understand where they came from, how they've been affecting your life,
mm-hmm.
and how they've been affecting you currently, and then transformed the whole thing. And now you coming from a different place and different
mm-hmm.
and different choices.
I will tell you also that I have been consistently feeling gratitude every day. And it just seems to be there naturally. It's not that I have to. It's just a fullness of gratefulness of everything in my life, of where I am and what I have at this time. And it's not worrying about tomorrow, but being present in the here and now, which is very important when you want to move ahead.
It's imperative for us to actually enjoy our life and be able to consciously create our life.
Mm-hmm.
It requires us to be fully and completely present. And a lot of the tools and systems that we offer and utilize enable people to become fully and completely present and stay fully and completely present. A lot of our work has to do with understanding the power of emotions
mm-hmm.
and what the energy of emotions actually is for us.
The energy of emotion is the most powerful portion of it, because what we put our energies and thoughts into, and thought is energy, that's what we become. That's what we send out and motivate and draw things to us.
Very true. And what's so critical about understanding, in my experience, literally, I attribute a lot of my past drinking problems to not knowing what to do with emotions. I was not brought up being taught about how to deal with emotions, and I believe a lot of people aren't. And the messages I received as a kid and growing up from my parents or from my environment and stuff that I just made up, basically, is that, you know, fear is a bad thing. Don't show weakness. It means weakness. Anger is dangerous and ugly. And grief is something you do on your own in silence. So I learned to stuff emotion. I think a lot of people did. And it's not about blaming my parents or my environment. It's actually realizing that nobody else really knew what to do with emotions either. And we through mastery systems, we've learned to be able to show, educate people to what emotions really are and how to harness their energy and turn them into something constructive and powerful, because what you just said, it's one of the most important things. It's very powerful. I liken it to, if you think of what I like to use as a metaphor is a car. We all have a car, basically, to travel through this journey called life. And it's our vehicle, much like our body is our vehicle for us to travel around in. Well, the engine is basically the heart center or the nerve center of our travel vehicle. And I liken that to our consciousness. And what happens in our consciousness, our thoughts and feelings and stuff, when we hook that up with the transmission, whether it's an automatic or a stick, then we use the power that's generated from the engine or from our consciousness and use it in our physical world to actually go places.
Hi.
So what I've realized is our words are actually like the transmission. And when we don't use conscious language, we basically prevent ourselves from putting our transmission into gear.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we're using conscious language, we're kind of revving up the engine and never really going anywhere. Because we haven't put it in the gear, if that makes sense.
If that's called spinning your wheels?
Well, it's called just spinning the engine and not even the wheels turning. So in my experience, when we are able to shift, put the car in drive or in first gear, second gear, then we're actually able to move, and that's manifestation. That's the power of manifestation.
Right.
So when our thoughts and our feelings are coupled consciously with our words, then we're able to actually move ahead and go places, and our steering wheel represents choice.
Right.
And when we hook up choice with the power of our thoughts and our words, focused through our words, our thoughts and feelings focused through our words, and then steer it, we actually are able to realize that we can have whatever we're desiring, usually, in my experience. But in the past, we haven't been putting our car into drive, or we've been driving around with the parking brake on.
Oh, I knew somebody who used to drive around with his one foot on the brake and one on the accelerator. He burned out more engines that way. Never could understand that. Absolutely insane. But, you know, to each his own. This is pretty good, though. If there are any other questions, if anybody else wants to come in about a dream or desire they wish to manifest, feel free to do so. Just call in, talk to us. Todd will be glad to give you some more examples and to work with you. And we'll have a lot of fun with this because it does work. I can tell you, I expect to be able to get back to you within the next week or so, ladies and gentlemen, and let you know how positive that this has entered into my life. And I'm very positive about it, as I said. One gives everything the opportunity to work. And I myself have some things that I'd like to get done, some special programs and so forth and so on. And I can do it if I can manifest what I am desiring. And I don't think it's a matter of can. It's a matter of I'm saying now I am in the process of manifesting what I have desired. And I expect it to show up in vivid color and 3D dimension any day now. And so I speak to myself frequently about these things. I tell myself it's here, it's now, I've created it, it's mine, it's what I'm going to be happy with doing down the road, and I can let you all know when it occurs. So I'm waiting to see what happens with bated breath. Meanwhile, I'm feeling happier. I'm healthier. I'm sleeping better. And I'm playing and having fun, if that makes sense.
And that's awesome. And with your permission, I can help you even upgrade some of that.
Well, okay. Go for the upgrades. I'm into upgrades.
So if you just, it's so cool how this stuff works. And, you know, I'm just a student, as is my teacher, Robert Stevens, has helped me realize, it's like, hey, I'm a work in progress, and I'm learning and expanding more and more with these tools and with this consciousness, and everything's upgradable. And what I just heard you say was, I'm in the process of manifesting my desires and my dreams, something to that effect. And what's important is to recognize self-sabotage when it occurs and to catch it and upgrade it.
And part of
the self-sabotage is actually being stuck in process. A lot of us in the past have been healing or moving towards our goal or waiting until just if things are right around the corner. I mean, for me, I read lots and lots and lots of books, and the answer was always in the next page, in the next chapter, and in the next book. And as soon as I got done with one, I would be like, wow, that was great. That was really powerful. Where's my next book? And not apply anything and not actually use it in my life. And similar to what I'm speaking to right now is that right now is really all we have.
Right.
And right now is all that our subconscious knows.
Mm-hmm.
And right now is the only place that our God source exists.
In the now,
so
you're absolutely
if we're speaking outside of our now, then we can never really manifest what it is we're desiring. Or if we're claiming right now that we're in process, then we're basically going to keep attracting more process. And tomorrow never comes. In the past, that's what I experienced a lot. It's always tomorrow. It's always next year, or as soon as I get the money, as soon as I'm in better shape, as soon as I become more courageous, you know, and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow never happens. Tomorrow's going to be the busiest day of our lives, you know? So you can upgrade these statements by using, I mean, conscious language really is about making statements that are about now and about you being fulfilled now. And the key is, a couple of keys, is to be very specific about your outcome and to also allow yourself to feel your outcome. Just as I think I described with you in our session, if you went to, if we go to the car dealership to buy a car, and we're approached by a salesperson, and he says, what kind of car are you looking for? And we just say, something with four wheels and four doors. That kind of opens it up to just about anything.
Right.
And we may not be very satisfied with the car they bring us, although it does fit the specifications that we supplied. Now, when we get more specific and say, well, I choose to have a 2007 Subaru Outback with four doors and a hatchback, and it's red, and it has a gray interior with a six-disc CD changer and power windows and power locks and power everything, and seat warmers and all-wheel drive, you know, that's much more specific. And so our subconscious or the angels of the air or our God source or our higher self, however you choose to look at it, or the universe realigns and reconfigures to bring us whatever it is we're specifying, because the reality is we've all been doing this all of our lives. The law of attraction has always worked for us. The problem, the challenge has been that we've been focusing on what we don't want or what we already have. And that was big for me. That was big for me to realize, oh, this isn't something new that I go do once in a while. This is something I'm doing every single moment that I'm breathing. I am actually creating and attracting my experiences, my reality. I'm always manifesting. And to wake up to, oh, well, it's just a matter of what I'm focusing on, because whatever I focus on expands and I draw to me. And the work we the services we provide take it a step further than many people have seen The Secret now, which talks all about the law of attraction. It's beautiful. I love how it's waking up you know, mainstream to realize, hey, we're creating our reality. We have much bigger influence on our reality than we previously may have realized. Well, our work is also to help people really, truly harness the power of the law of attraction. And if something's preventing your conscious creations from happening, we can help you locate and transform the subconscious belief systems that are self-sabotaging or undermining your conscious choices.
Mm-hmm.
And to basically remove, not even to remove, but to transform the lack, limitation, and struggle that was there, the belief in those illusions of lack, limitation, and struggle,
mm-hmm.
and transform it into self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So by using conscious language, like I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
it's literally like putting our car in drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're claiming to only be in process or to have the balance, like Alana at first was saying,
Elena, have the balance.
Well, the subconscious says, well, whose balance? Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
And when we start listening to ourselves, a lot of times in my experience, in my observation, in the past, people were speaking outside of themselves with disassociation.
Right.
If you know, a lot of times you might notice when someone's actually speaking about themselves, they'll say, well, you know, when you feel this way about this kind of thing, what you got to do is, and they're saying you a lot and speaking outside
mm-hmm.
of themselves, and it's disassociation. And
yes.
In the past, we didn't realize it, and yet it's what it's doing is disconnecting us from our transmission, disconnecting us from our really creative power.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to resurrect our power is literally to just speak first person, personal, here and now, with feeling and specificity.
Uh-huh.
And when we do that, thing is like the world and the ethers and the angels of the air are really listening to us, and our subconscious takes us seriously because it only knows how to produce something for ourselves.
Right.
It can't change other people.
Right.
So it's very simple. Instead of saying the money,
mm-hmm.
we can say my money and just
okay.
feel the difference. The money, or
yes.
my money.
My money.
The money,
mm-hmm.
my money.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make it first person personal with feeling and being specific
mm-hmm.
and outcome oriented, outcome producing,
mm-hmm.
then the power of manifestation is exponential in my experience
mm-hmm.
because we're no longer basically tripping over ourselves or
yeah.
randomly.
It's really a retraining, isn't it? A retraining.
Yeah, well, yes.
How to think and how to speak. Because we are taught disassociation from a grave or the womb up. And a lot of it is based on you don't have the right. I mean, a lot of it is based on guilt. How dare you talk about that and this and that and the other thing and do you deserve this? I find that very interesting about the deserving part as far as that goes. Because so frequently we were taught differently as children that we couldn't do that. You know, it was being greedy or selfish or something. We were really taught to disassociate ourselves from things and from wanting certain things or claiming them as our own. It's a very careful brainwashing, and it's just cultural. It's been going on for eons, as far as I know.
Exactly, and really it's important for me to recognize that it's not about blaming anyone in particular, really. It's just passed
right.
on bad habits.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Exactly right.
And so
it's a lot to learn, but it can be learned, and the thing is, it's not that difficult to unlearn. It just takes a little practice. Just like anything else, it's like exercising doing a new activity. You repeat it, so you become familiar with the movement of the new activity. Am I right?
Exactly, and you know, repetition is the mother of retention.
Right.
By doing things
okay.
over and over, and that's the basic premise that I'm speaking of about our subconscious. Whatever you keep doing over and over again, we're etching into our minds or into our
yeah.
consciousness that's our truth. And so if we call up three of our friends at the end of the day and tell them how crappy of a day we had, we now have three other people's consciousness on board with how we experienced our day.
Right.
So what's really
exactly.
important is to only really think about and speak in terms of what we do choose to experience. because, I mean, early on, our teacher worked with a lot of people on physical challenges, physical health stuff, and realized that people were really, really specific about what they don't want or about what the problem is. And when he started asking people, well, what is your highest choice, or what would you like to have healed, or how do you, what would be the benefit, then people would be very vague, or you wouldn't even have an answer necessarily.
Exactly.
So as just a cultural bad habit, as of human beings, we've all been in the past focusing on what we don't want and what we already have, and focusing on the problem. And so the great thing is a very simple shift, actually, to just move into what do we choose, what do we desire, and how will that make us feel?
Right.
Because when we move into conscious choice, the power of manifestation happens very, very much faster than when we were creating the bad, negative circumstances and stuff in our life.
Right. Okay. Does everybody get that?
Yeah.
There'll be a quiz at the end of the show.
A lot of this comes from, you know, our teacher Roberts. There's so much to share, too, and it's took a little time. This has gone by very fast, and I've only scratched the surface. Our teacher really woke up to conscious language and realized a lot of it was coming through scripture in the Bible, and he's not religious necessarily, and yet he was getting a lot of guidance through scriptural quotes, where in his new book that he was just released called Conscious Language, The Logos of Now by Robert Stevens, he, in the back page in the appendix, he's got 25 pages of scriptural quotes that are directly correlated to and very obvious about the power of our words and the power of our tongue, speaking from our heart and letting our heart guide us, and that God lives inside of us, and that we are an extension of God and the creative power of our words. 25 pages of actual quotes and excerpts, and it's very, very powerful to me, and it stems from the story of the time of Babel, when basically, in real quick, in a nutshell, it's story of Babel was that man had pure language hooked up and was creating everything very easily, and in a sense basically became egotistical and said, we're gonna prove how powerful we are by building this great tower up to the sky to the gods. And that's when God realized, whoa, they basically have a loaded gun here and they're gonna hurt themselves. And there's nothing that they cannot do. So he said, I had better confuse their language and scatter them about the land without a name, for there is nothing that they cannot do. And in Zephaniah 3:9 it says, I will return to you pure speech. And basically what I believe and a lot of other people believe is that we're actually waking up to pure speech. And this is part of our resurrection, of mankind's resurrection, of waking up to divinity within us and our creative power within us by using pure conscious language. And so
well,
it's a lot about
very, very valid. I'm going to have to wrap up now. I would love to. Maybe you can come on again sometime. We can explore more. Okay?
I'd love to.
But list them. Have your name and your contact information, my dear. Okay?
Sure. My name's Todd Settlemyer. What's important is to go to languageofconsciousliving.com. And that's conscious, not conscience. languageofconsciousliving.com. And our phone number is 928-814-6977, and we can email you some our newsletter and a lot more information if you'd like to learn more.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. And Todd will be talking, I guess, very shortly for a brush-up. And I want to thank you so much for coming on my show, and if you don't mind, just a little thing on the my website, and I'd like to invite my callers to also put your comments on the website. If you enjoyed the show, if you like it, we'd like some feedback. Just let me know that you like this person and what you thought of the show, and we'd be glad to have people come back again sooner and see what we can do to be of assistance to you, because we're all in the world together and we're all making
making great strides in helping each other to become successful and healthy, wealthy, and wise. And I'm Phyllis Pricer. You can reach me through bbsradio.com or multiplepathwaysinc.com is my website. You can email me at psychicworlds4@aol.com. And I am so glad that we were able to have you on the show. And if there's any quick question that somebody wants to call in before we sign off, I don't know how much time we have. It's not much time, so I wanted to make sure we got this sign-off done properly. But at any rate, I am interested in following through and making the changes. I personally want to be very, very successful in this life. There's no reason why I shouldn't be, and there's no reason why everybody else shouldn't be successful, too. We're all children of God, and we all have the right to be successful and healthy and wealthy and wise. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, what we are doing is helping each other to get ahead in many, many ways, and I just think this is an absolutely fabulous way of doing it and a fun way of doing it. That's what I like and enjoy so much. Any last words, Todd?
I just invite everyone to consider upgrading the word want into choosing or desiring or having, because they're completely different states of consciousness. Because the word want means lack. And if you move out of wanting, what's that going to do for you in your life? If you've been wanting a new car, that means you're basically telling yourself that you don't have a new car, and you're programming yourself over and over again, and it's creating a block from your desired outcome. So start choosing and desiring play with your imagination and explore already having your desired outcome, already being healed, already being fulfilled, and so on.
Fabulous. And I really appreciate your taking this time. And I look
You're
forward
welcome.
To
My
talking
pleasure.
To you again. And I hope you enjoyed this the show, Todd.
I did very much.
Fun.
Thank you. I'd love to come back on and do a second segment.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening. And we'll be here next week. And next week, I believe I have, let me see if I can pull out my notebook, which is hidden under all my stuff here.